Nolte, Gaslight Veil is 64% blame Biden's policies for inflation. By John Nolte on March 21, 2022. The White House/media attempt to blame record inflation on the president of an entirely different country has failed. Wow. What a shock. According to the latest polling from Rasmussen, the absurd and desperate ploy to blame Russian President Vladimir Putin for America's exploding inflation has resulted in a whopping 64% of likely voters blaming the policies of his fraudulent CEO Joe Biden. When asked, have the policies of President Joe Biden's administration increased inflation or reduced inflation? Nearly two-thirds, 64%, said increased, while only 8% said decreased, which makes you wonder who those people are. Even a plurality of Democrats aren't falling for the Putin ploy. A full 42% of Democrats said Biden's policies increased inflation. The same is true for independents, 64%, and Republicans, 87%. Black voters have also avoided the gaslight, with a plurality of 50% saying Biden's policies increased inflation. Rasmussen also asked, how important will the issue of inflation be in this year's congressional elections? More than two-thirds, 67%, said it will be very important, while another 20% said somewhat important. Only 10% said not very, 9%, or not at all, 1%, important. A majority of black voters, 56%, said very important, as did 53% of Democrats and 66% of independents. In all my years of watching politics, I have never seen anything as ham-handed, desperate, and tone-deaf as Biden and the White House attempting to blame Putin, specifically Putin's invasion of Ukraine, for the record explosion of inflation and energy costs. The whole idea of it is absurd and transparently false. Inflation broke records and dominated the headlines nearly a year before Putin moved into Ukraine. Everyone knew that. But here's the White House, here's Slow Joe talking about Putin's price hike as though the American people are just that stupid and gullible. Even David Axelrod openly laughed at the Putin ploy. Stuff like this is when you know a White House is cornered. When something as absurdly desperate as Putin's price hike is launched. That's also when you know the White House is out of ideas and knows it can count on billions of dollars in corporate media propaganda support to try and put a bald-faced lie over. And, of course, the fake media were more than happy to come on board to sell the lie, which is another example of a media who no longer care about their journalistic integrity. Trying to sell the Putin price hike is the very definition of whoring out your credibility. The problem for Slow Joe and Democrats is that they are unwilling to do what's needed to ease inflation. That's their whole problem. The easiest and quickest way to alleviate inflation is to take immediate advantage of America's abundant energy reserves. Energy prices affect all prices. If you can bring down the cost of energy, you can bring down the cost of everything. But these extremists, these green nuts, won't do it. They'd prefer to import expensive oil from countries that hate us than dig, drill, and frack our own. Oh, and it's that kind of thinking, especially in Europe, that allowed Putin to invade Ukraine. So even if the invasion of Ukraine was responsible for inflation, inflation would still be the left's fault. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.